Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We have a very special show tonight. Our special guest is Ms. Sharon Filton from Virginia Beach, Virginia. She is running for an office in Virginia Beach, and it's actually the school board. We're going to talk to her and bring her on the line, and we're so excited to have her. This is your first time listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you also. We could not continue to do this show without you. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Sharon Filton on the line. Good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Good evening, Francine. I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Great.
Great.
It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and we are so excited to be on the show again.
And it is.
I am excited to get into our topic, so we are not going to take a lot of time talking about Issues Concerning Women tonight. So, Sharon, why don't you tell us? Tell everybody about who you are and your wonderful campaign that you're running for the city of Virginia Beach.
I'd like to say good evening, Francine, and it is a pleasure to have been asked to spend this evening with you and your family. Yes, I am running for the Virginia Beach School Board for, by no means, if you live here in the city of Virginia Beach, you can vote for me. And it is such a pleasure to be with evening. Virginia Beach, and Mary Jennifer Felton, and then also have four wonderful children, two girls and two boys who all went to the Beach Public School. I myself went to school, SeaTac Elementary School, and with Virginia Beach Junior High, and my high school, First Colonial High School. So I had a great experience with the public schools at this time.
Well, that is wonderful.
And
we seem to be getting a little bit steep tonight, and that is normal. Karen, I don't know if you can hear that in the background. Sometimes it's a little delay when we do the show, if the weather's not clear. So we are just going to talk more about your campaign for the Virginia Beach School Board Beach District. Now, I understand that you, your parent and grandparent, and you are all about education. And you have a strong platform that you're running on. So as a leader of the community, can you tell me what your role will be and what your responsibility will be as a Virginia Beach School Board member?
Francine, I'm glad that you asked me that. I'm running for the Virginia Beach School Board for three reasons. And I just like to explain those to you and how I'm planning to accomplish that. years working in the community with parents, students, and community leaders. During that time, I've noticed and experienced a gap between the citizens and the school system. To bridge that gap, I'm seeking to serve on the school board to be the voice of the community. And when it comes to making decisions about the future of our children, most vital, vibrant future that we have, it will be our students, our employees, and our community. I would like to see that all students be provided with an education that for a career path of their choice upon graduation. And also, you know, I would like to see our employees, I'd like to see them be, to get those rewards that they deserve and respect the teachers and supporting our employees as much as possible. Our community, engaging the community, and remaining transparent as a leader. These are the things that I want to do. These are the things that I'm seeking to do. And hopefully with your support, with your getting out to the polls, you will vote and make sure that I get in the seat to do these things.
Great, Sharon. That's fantastic. Great, Sharon. That's fantastic. And I love what you just said about getting out to vote. We know that sometimes, when it's not a presidential election, it's a midterm election, our citizens don't go out full force and vote. But this year is one of the most important years for us to get out and rock the vote. So anybody that's listening to my show tonight, we want you to go out and vote and support our candidates like Sharon for the community to grow and for us to prosper together. It's also very important on an even bigger level that you be a part of the solution and not continue to be a part of the problem. Sharon, I also want to talk to you a little bit about you mentioned engaging the community to improve the public schools in your district. Do you have some things that you have on your mind that you want to share with our audience tonight?
As I stated previously, Francine, the gap that exists between the community and the principalities is a very concerning matter of mine. When we as citizens who vote our candidates in to serve for us, they seem to forget that we are the servants and that the people that voted them in, they are responsible and they are absolutely should be held accountable for the things that they do. Behind scene policymaking has been one of the issues or concern that I find that lie within the community, even with the teachers, even with the employees, the infrastructures of our school. The teachers are saying that if they would consider us, now there are some things that you can't change, but if they would consider us and bring us to the table when they're making policies that's going to directly affect us, it would make us more feel that we're more vested in the process that's being made. You know, I like to give a shout out to the teachers and let them know that they are a God gift to the people and to the children. They're on the front line teaching our most precious gift that we have, and that is our children. And I feel that we need to keep our teachers as well mentally in a good state as possible, because once you send your child out to them, you want to make sure that they're in a good mind and they're in a good place to teach our precious gift, our children. And I like getting Francine, I'd like to reiterate that about voting. We as citizens need to know that our local government is very important. The presidential, yes. The delegates, yes. Congressmen, yes. Senators, yes. But our local government, the voting in of our city council, the voting in of our school board members, very important, because is that primarily run our system, and it's what make our city rejuvenate or live or strive. So we must know that it's very important that these midterm elections are very important, that we get out and vote. Get out on November the 4th and vote for these individuals that you feel that are in your best interest. And as I'm speaking and what I'm saying, I'm hoping that I am one of the choices that you make on November 4th. Thank you.
Okay, great. That is awesome. Ms. Felton, can you tell us a little bit about your day that you spent in the nation's capital in September? I have been following you on Facebook a little bit, so I know that you were there. Just give us some of the highlights of that day.
That day was awesome. We spent some time with, if I'm reading you right, if I'm hearing you right, when I went to time with Congressman Lewis concerning the celebrating the 50th year of the Civil Rights Movement. That was an awesome time. Congressman Lewis came in and with open arms and gave us history on why and how the civil rights became an intricate part of his life. He also explained to us that voting is important, and he went right back to what we were saying, that local government is very important. Even though they're there making those big decisions, they still needed us to get out on the front line, push the issues about voting, and keeping everybody aware of what's happening and how important that their vote counts. Meeting with him was a fantastic moment in my life because he's one of my great novels that I read about. And one of his books that I really love is Walking with the Wind, telling his life, how he started in his home and how he had to live in devastated situation being a sharecropper with his father, and how he put himself in a place where he worked hard to put himself in through college. Very inspirational, very informative. I came away with a whole new perspective on my civil rights, being able to vote and being able to be a productive citizen.
That is so wonderful. We are so happy for you and so pleased that you were able to do that because that is something that we talk about, but we don't always reiterate how important the Civil Rights Act was and the 50 years of the celebration. Most people, when you say civil rights, they only can say Martin Luther King. But there were so many others that played a great role in that time. Of course, it was about being nonviolent, about being civil, about getting out there, marching, and doing all the things that we see when we look at the documentaries on television. But there was much, much more to that movement. And I think our young people have lost, or not say lost, but missed out on the impact of the 50 years of the Civil Rights Act. So thank you so much for going to the Capitol and coming back and sharing that information with us. We're just going to take a little short break, and we'll be right back with Sharon Hilton. Public service announcements to make, so we're going to do that right now, and then we're going to get right back to Ms. Felton. There is going to be a domestic violence workshop on Saturdays, October 19th, 2004, hosted by the BW Ministry with Apostle Walton, and it's going to be held at Hampton Inn and Suites, 4449 Peak Trail, Chesapeake, Virginia. And the number is 465-7000. And of course, that's
757-465-7000.
This is a domestic violence awareness workshop from 12 to 4 at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Chesapeake, Virginia. So if you would like more information,
just
come and share it. So please call 757-465-7000. And if you miss the information, you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. Also, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, there's a financial planning day at the Virginia Convention Center. It is free and open to the public. There will be financial advisors to speak to you about your finance, your life in order. This is your cooking corner where I will be, yours truly, will be the career coach. So please come out and see us on Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. Also, the Focus Group, located at 4176 South Plaza Trail in Virginia Beach, Virginia, is going to be holding their career and job training day on Monday, October 27th, 2014. For more information, please call me at 757-567-6734. So now we're going to go right back with our guest, Ms. Sharon Felton. Sharon, we want to continue the conversation. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you to help you with the campaign for the few weeks that are left, how can they do that?
Francine, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that. I have a website, and it's at www.SharonFelton.net. Again, that's www.SharonFelton.net. And you can also email me, and I try to gauge my email every day, if not every other day, at Sharon4VBSchools@gmail.com. That's Sharon, the number 4. V as in Victor, B as in boy, schools@gmail.com. I would love to have you participate in helping me get on this school board system. And yes, I do need volunteers to work the polls for me. I need volunteers to make calls for me. I'm looking forward to being your servant once you place me and vote me in on the Virginia Beach School Board for the Virginia Beach District. Thank you for that plug in, Francine. Appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for. Hey, look. I'm so excited for you. When we met, and Sharon and I met at a networking event hosted by Southampton, I believe it was, and I go to a lot of these things, I think it was Hampton Roads Bar Association. Correct me, Sharon, if I'm incorrect.
You're exactly right.
Okay, I was kind of
exactly
remember,
where we met.
Okay, and I had the great pleasure that evening of meeting some wonderful people, but Sharon and I kind of like, we went around the room and we kind of gravitated towards each other, and as she was leaving because she had some other things to take care of, we took a moment just to greet each other as sisters. I didn't know who she was, she didn't know who I was, but we started talking. And I believe she was on her way out of the door, but we started a conversation, we started talking, and I said, well, let me get your information, and we can talk offline. And that's what we've been doing for a few months now. And Sharon, I wanted to bring her on so that she could tell us about her campaign and what she was doing. Because so many times, Ms. Felton, we don't know who to vote for when we go to the polls. We have no clue. And that's something that has always concerned me, because if I don't know who the candidates are and what they stand for, I'm just standing there like everybody else saying, okay, well, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you know that's wrong, you know?
Yes.
So I'm so grateful that you agreed to come on my show, that you so you can tell us about your campaign. Now, I have one more question to ask you about the district. So can you tell our audience when we say the district, what for Virginia Beach, what does that actually mean?
Francie, could you repeat again? We have adding your question. Please ask
okay.
me again.
Yeah, because we there is something going on with this event tonight. But anyway, we're going to move forward and press mm-hmm. forward. Can you tell
okay.
our listening audience what when we say district, what does that mean for you?
Actually, after I did my research with that, Francine, glad that you asked that because it's very confusing to people. It's actually a pseudo way of the city just placing a dynamics on the election. Actually, the districts have no meaning other than you know that person lives in that particular location, locale. I live in Virginia Beach. And also as the one that's running for the Bayside, who is Ms. Clanice Platt. She lives in the Bayside area. Also, Ms. Francine Knight Thompson, she lives in the Princess Anne District. We just live in those districts. But by no means does that limit you. Those people names that I named, those three person names that I named, you can vote for all of those individuals when you go to the poll. Now, mind you, it's going to be two people in my district, in the Virginia Beach District. But when you vote for Virginia Beach District, you're voting only for Sharon Felton. And that's only what that means. It's where the person lives, where they reside. And that's the only dynamics to that. But when you go to the polls, there are several individuals out at the plug-in. That's Ms. Clanice Platt, who's in the Bayside. Ms. Frances Knight Thompson, who's in the Princess Anne. And these are wonderful candidates, also the city of Virginia Beach, and myself, Sharon Felton, for the Beach District.
Okay, fantastic. Because I think it's confusing, and even for me,
yes.
and just like I stated earlier, we don't know when we see district, what does that mean? And when I look at who's running, am I excluding
mm-hmm.
somebody if I vote for one person or the other? So thank you, Ms. Felton, for explaining that because sometimes we just don't know. We just don't ask because we don't want
True.
To seem like we don't know what's going on, you know. But I like
True.
To ask questions. If I don't know something, I'm going to ask. And so,
and I like to plug in there, friends. You're
sure.
right. And ask me that. That is so true that you don't know. But if they go to my website, again, www.sharonfelton.net, there will be a list of individuals on my list, and you can read those, and you can actually print it off and take it to the polls with you when you vote, and you won't be confused. And like I'm saying, it's like it is a citywide voting, and you can vote even though you might live in Kinsville, but you can vote for me, which I live in Virginia Beach. You can
mm-hmm.
still vote for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is great to know. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you want to help Ms. Sharon Felton with her campaign, you can do so by going to her website, www.sharonfelton.net. I will be posting things on Facebook as the weeks and days go by so that you know where to go out. Put her link on my page and you can go and look if you want to help her with making phone calls, if you want to volunteer, if you're the person who's been saying, you know, I want to get involved, I want to do something at the polls, I want to help. This is your opportunity to step up and do something for your community, for this district of Virginia Beach. So, Ms. Felton, I am so, so happy for you. I'm so thrilled that I got an opportunity to meet you. And I'm also pleased that you actually stopped and talked to me. Because a lot of times people aren't just in a hurry and just going about their business. They really don't have time to be talking to just any and everybody. But thank you so much. I really,
yes.
really appreciate it.
And, friends, if you will allow me to say that it was a pleasure for me to meet you and to finally, your name really precedes you. You know, you're just too humble. But your name, it really precedes you, and I just want to know that I feel that I'm in good company. And I just have to say, it's a pleasure for me to be able to talk with you and your radio family, and it is fantastic. I'm feeling great about my campaign. And do get out on November 4th and vote. Do serve your liberal, your constitutional right, and get out and vote and make a difference. You can, your one vote can make a difference. Thank you so much.
It sure can. And take somebody with you. If your mother can't get out or your girlfriend doesn't have a car, go pick her up. Get a carpool going and go out there and vote. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is so important, this election on November the 4th. It's so very important. I cannot express that enough, and I know Ms. Felton feels the same way. Get out there and let's rock the vote for Virginia Beach. Don't be sitting home saying that you can't make a difference. One vote really does make a difference. And Ms. Sharon, we have about four more minutes to go, so I want you to just take your time and just tell us what's on your heart and what you're thinking about as far as the campaign and what you need. Tell us what you need.
Thank you, Francine. And again, thank you, listening audience. I'd just like to tell you that I need you to get out on November the 4th and use your liberal civic rights and vote on November the 4th. I'm saying to you, get out and vote. It is important. Your one vote does matter. School and education is a continual process. Education is my passion. By no means am I a professional politician. I'm just passionate about education, and I'm really passionate about every child getting that standard and quality education, no matter what background that they come from. Every parent at the end of the day want to know that their child is getting the best that they can be in our educational system. We have a great educational system. I am a product. My children are, and now my grandkids. I just want to make sure that that be spread abroad, all of our children, to all of our residents, because if we teach our children and show them how to be productive, then they can give back to the community. Again, get out on November the 4th. Vote for me, Sharon Felton, your candidate, and I will be approachable. I will be there for you. It's a phone number also on my website that you can call me and leave a message. I will be there for you when you need me. We don't have magic wands, but at least we can listen. At least we can hear your concern, and at least we can walk the walk together. Thank you so much for this time, and I appreciate you giving this moment to me, Ms. Humphrey, and we will be connected forever. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Anne. Thank you, Ms. Felton. I really, really appreciate it. I am so honored to have you on my show. It means a lot to me as a woman who has grown up in Hampton Roads. I've lived here all of my life as well. I'm a product of public schools. My children went to school in the Virginia Beach District. All of them except one, my oldest one, went to Norfolk. But we have come a long way. We have some struggles.
Yes.
Sometimes through the school system, but all in all, it was a great experience. Now all of my children are grown, and I'm so very happy. And now I have grandchildren as well. So thank you so much for your compassion and for your love that you have for the community. It takes a lot to get out and put yourself out there to fill that gap and to let your voice be heard, because sometimes you're the only voice that some people may hear. That some people may know that somebody does care and you're there to make a difference. So, Ms. Felton, thank you so very much. Thank you for coming on my show. It's been an honor and my pleasure.
And thank you, Francine, and you have a nice evening.
And thank you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just been listening to Sharon Felton. She is running for the school board. Please vote for her on November the 4th. She told you about her district, but you can go to www.SharonFelton.net. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page after the show. Also, we want you to go out and support Apostle Walden on Saturday, October the 18th at VBW Ministries Domestic Violence Awareness Workshop, 12 to 4, Hampton Inn and Suites in the city of Chesapeake. And you can call 757-465-7000. For any of the information that you heard on the show tonight, if you missed anything, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. On Saturday, I will be at the Virginia Beach Convention Center in the Coach's Corner. I will be there to review your resume, talk to you about your future, help you to achieve the greatness that you and I both know that you have. So please come out and visit me on Saturday as well. So we look forward to seeing you. God bless you all, and have a good night. Good night, Ms. Felton.
Good night, Ms. Humphrey. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.